Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, sincerity, what we see today in the politics and in the arena of the mainstream media and others, sincerity is a scam. But the hypocrisy is quite real. It's difficult for me to fathom all the double talk. Didn't our Native American brothers and sisters have it right when they said forked tongue, meaning lies? I'm not sure which lie to begin with today, and really, other than opening your eyes, these lies are meaningless. They expose who these people truly are, what they represent, and it is not you and it is not me. But the distraction isn't what's important. However, we do need to see it. Let's begin with the crybaby journalists. For months now, they've had nothing kind to say about the president. The president has continued his march to expose them for the frauds and fakes that they are, and they don't like it. Sometimes, most days, their headlines tell it all. Here's two headlines from this morning. Establishment journalists fear for their lives after Donald Trump's criticism. Talking about his speech two nights ago. Hillary's new book, Should I Have Told Trump at Debate, Back Off, You Creep. While there is real news happening, real issues that need to be addressed and taken care of, our media and the anti-Trump crowd keep pushing. Granted, the president does his fair share of pushing back himself. But he is usually counterattacking. How I wish I could just sit down and talk with the president. Just ask him if he truly knows what's happening in America to his forgotten people. The American middle class. Does he know about the struggles in the West? Surely he does. Does he realize he was elected to achieve certain campaign promises? I know he does. And of course, we have Congress. The obstructionists on all sides of the aisle who believe you, the American people, will forget what they've done or not done. And once again, those on the right will campaign promises to fix the mess the left has made. Although they are in the thick of that mess, and those on the left will campaign promising the American people the government can and will take care of you, free college, free food, we'll help you with free health care. Neither of these sides are good for America. Neither of them intend to do good for the American people. They are as corrupt as they come. They make the gangsters of Chicago back in the day look mild. They make the gangsters of Chicago, they ain't got nothing on them. These suited up diplomats occupying D.C. are corrupt. The media fears for its life. Clapper calls the president unfit mentally. This is a bunch that defended Kathy Griffin when she displayed a severed head of the president. Remember, George Lopez did it, too. It was just in cartoon form. A senator from Missouri called for the president's assassination, but the president is the mean guy? He's the bully in their eyes? Remember how the left, the media, went after Herman Cain when he was running for president? He talked about that last night. On one of the Fox shows I watched, he He said he made the decision to withdraw from the race after his grandchildren were asking questions, and he said it just isn't worth it. It's not worth it. Say what you will about the sitting president, who sits very little as he works to strive to make America great, but he is sacrificing. Sometimes I believe he enjoys the dance with the media just a little too much, but I'm a person who doesn't really enjoy personal confrontation. I know, what am I doing here? But if President Trump didn't have the getting back attitude, standing up for himself determination, would the American people be as aware of the mainstream media's complete bias? Well, many of us have known this for years, long before President Donald Trump, but others have not. And some never will understand or see that forest, but only gaze at a few trees here and there. I don't like all the president is doing, but I like that he's a hard worker. And I appreciate that when he's standing up for himself, what he's really doing is defending the deplorables, the people who elected him. That's who they're really angry with, you and me. Because you do know that, right? I hope. It is you they are truly angry with. You elected this guy, and they don't like him. He's an outsider. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's a businessman that had it in his head, we can do better. And I believe we can. We must know and understand, not one president alone, or a president here and there, have stolen your liberties, have stolen your independence. Not one sitting in the White House has taken the economy to its depth of debt. Who then? Who? Congress. Congress is the swamp. With the exception of a few, Congress is the swamp. It's not up to any one person to drain that swamp, but it's up to you, to the American people. The question is, do you believe in you? Do you value liberty and independence? How well do you know your Constitution? I will confess, Beth Ann certainly needs to know better and do better. Know more and do better. We cannot do better by hiding or erasing or destroying our history. Dark as it might be, there was a purpose in that time, and we must remember it. We are not a racist nation. Although there will always be prejudice and unkind people, if you look at your history, the Democrat Party is famous for the race card, and they were the KKK and much more. That history is what they are trying to cover up. We are a people that need to stand together. We are a people that need to educate ourselves. We are a people, I pray, that loves God, family, and country. We are a people that value independence and sovereignty. We are the people. We the people, the republic, not the democracy, but the republic. But the republic will only work, can only work, when we the people are working and involved, using common sense, keeping ourselves educated and aware. The distractions are just that. But can you look at them? They tell you much. If you look at these distractions, you will learn a great deal. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I want to talk about this mess, but there is real news beyond these distractions, beyond this hate, beyond this fight within the government and the media and Congress. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The first part of the show here, I wanted to discuss all the fighting and the arguing and the bickering and the whining that's going on. It's a distraction, and there is some real news that we need to discuss, but it is a distraction. I have in my hand an article from the Daily Caller talking about a Clemson professor, and he claims all Republicans, now we're no longer deplorable. No longer are we deplorable. All Republicans are racist scum. Doesn't matter what color you are. If you're a registered Republican, you are a racist scum. These things, these attitudes, are not going to do anything to heal this nation. These are the same ones that claim that President Donald Trump is promoting violence. I see it the opposite way around. I'm not going to defend his language. But I see it the opposite way, and I have for a long time, long before Donald Trump was even campaigning for president. Remember how they talked about the Tea Party? Clemson University professor has declared that all Republicans and supporters of Donald Trump to be nothing less than racist scum in a bile-filled series of public posts on his Facebook page. The professor also called for political violence against white supremacy. We have William from Delaware. William from Delaware, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. On that topic, first I want to quote Sun Tzu, the Chinese philosopher and military general.
Okay.
If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles.
Mm.
There you go. But if you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. That said, we need, like you mentioned, the gentleman from Clemson, we need to know who is at the point of the attacks against President Trump, against Republicans, independents, libertarians.
Deplorables. Against all us deplorables.
Yes, then the rest of us. Yeah, thank you. Two people who you really want to watch. On MSNBC, every weeknight, you have Rachel Maddow.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, following her, is Lawrence O'Donnell.
Okay.
They are the two top-rated cable news shows at this time, according to the liberal poll takers. But still, as much as displeasure it would be for your listeners to do, you need to watch these two people because they have on their show interviews and people who are at the forefront of the attacks against us and President Trump.
Okay.
Make note of who they interview. Write their names down. Find out who they're affiliated with. Keep records. Keep tabs. As Sun Tzu said, know your enemy and know yourself.
Mm.
So that's all I have to say.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, William. And it is hard to do. It is hard to watch them. Watched them some, and there's more to it than just the surface, and that's what you're saying. We need to look under the surface. You know, pick the rug up and look at the dust underneath it. It's not enough just to vacuum on top.
Correct. Look at who these people are interviewing, and you will see who your enemy and your adversary is. And it's on every weeknight. It's like giving me a peek into the enemy's camp. There you go.
All right. Appreciate it, William. Thank you so much. William from Delaware. Thank you. I appreciate it. We also have an article here that's also coming from, I have several from the Daily Caller today. And the first one was written by Ian Miles Chung. And this one is written by Henry Rogers. And this is CNN. Everyone who voted for Trump is a white supremacist by default. If you voted for Donald Trump, you're automatically a white supremacist. It doesn't matter what color you are, what nationality you came from. If you voted for President Donald Trump, you're a white supremacist. Now, what they never tell you, and I have mentioned this numerous times, the Democrat Party, and particularly Hillary Clinton, verbally stated she admires Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Margaret Sanger was a white supremacist to the hilt. She wanted to get rid of anyone of dark color. She considered them less than human. She wanted them to practice birth control and there be less of them. She wanted to get rid of anyone, regardless of color, if they had a birth defect of any kind, because they were a burden on society. She was a white supremacist. And the Democrat Party esteems her, and they keep promoting Planned Parenthood and abortions, there are a lot of white women that have abortions, but they go after the poor, regardless of your color. They go after the poor. But you won't hear them say that. And they scream bloody murder if they even mention defunding Planned Parenthood. But the CNN uses the voices of a few professors and activists to assert anyone who voted for President Donald Trump, you are a white supremacist, in a news report Wednesday, and this is coming from the same one, the same professor over here from Clemens. I will not in any way, shape, size, or form defend these Nazis. These people that believe that one race is superior over another. I will not defend them. They are wrong. Absolutely wrong. But President Donald Trump was not wrong when he said both sides were violent. And that's when the media came down on him. They didn't want him putting down the Antifa, the anti-fascism people, fascist, however you say that. But they are violent, and they are continuing their violence. It's not a protest. It's not a peaceful protest if you're destroying property. You can carry banners, but not billy clubs or guns or knives. That is not a peaceful protest if you're destroying property. You have the right to hate the property. You don't have the right to destroy the property. All right? The establishment journalists, they fear for their lives after Donald Trump's criticism of them two nights ago. I watched it last night as they were claiming that he lied about them, but he didn't lie about them. He read his words, he read their words. They were twisting his words. Nothing he says is ever good enough, it's not quick enough, it's just not right. You know, we did the same thing. And I'm trying to think where that was. I think it was in Tennessee where the military base, it wasn't a base, it was where they go and they sign up to be in the military. They're not allowed to wear their uniforms there. They're not allowed to have any guns. And a terrorist came in there and shot up a bunch of them. And many of us were very disturbed that then President Barack Obama waited 2 weeks before he ever said anything to defend the military. 2 weeks, the mainstream media said nothing. But if President Donald Trump says both sides are violent, he is raked through the coals. There's something wrong with that, isn't there? There's something wrong with that. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome. At 877-895-5410. The absurdity, the hypocrisy is quite real. And it exists on both sides. And we will be right back. Go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth, Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, he's talking about these protesters. The media and these protesters, I should say, outside protesters, the ones that come in from the outside, the people that protest, and you got people that come in outside to cause trouble. They take Trump's words, seems like, same words Trump say, they take his words, twist his words, and use his words against him.
Yes. And there are outsiders, you know, the in Charlottesville, the neo-Nazis, they came in from outside the state. There might have been a few from inside, but the majority of those guys were from outside the state.
Well, with a normal protest, you know, you get people that don't want violence and stuff, but they got these outside protesters coming in that keep the fire burning, fuel the flame.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And the media doing the same thing, throwing the fuel on the fire by taking Trump's words, same words Trump say, they take his words, twist them to whatever they want it to mean, and use the same words he says
Right, right. And that's what he was pointing out two evenings ago when he was doing his speech, and he was saying, this is what I said, then they said this, then I read this, then they said that. He said it was never enough, you know, and they, and that's true. They're never going to like him. It's not going to happen. You know, in some respects, I, you know, wish he would just ignore them, you know, maybe ignore them, they go away. I don't think they're going to go away, but stop giving them any kind of credence sometimes. I think you just need to stop giving them any kind of...
He can't say a word without them.
No, he can't.
Word.
Well, he is the President of the United States, so they do have to cover everything he says, but they do twist it quite a bit. I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you so much. Hillary has a book out. We'll talk about this just a little bit more before we get on to some real news. Because this news is, not that it's not real, she's pushing a book. She's written a book about how she lost. And obviously this is how she sees it. They say that President Donald Trump is not fit because he's not mentally well. Well, kind of looking at Hillary Clinton the same way in my eyes, because what she has written, of course, this was all over the internet yesterday, all over the news. It's an audio version of her new book, and she's talking about the second debate and how she felt like Donald Trump, who she was debating, was stalking her on the stage, and he kept standing right behind her, but we watched it. She said this, if you'll remember, back in the campaign, she said some of that after that debate. But when you go back and watch that debate, it was Hillary Clinton that walked from one side of the stage to the other and stood right in front of Donald Trump at that time. He didn't move. He didn't flinch. He stood right there. So she's got this, she's calling him a creep, calling him creepy, and still blaming somebody else for the loss of her election, even though it was because she was on bad policies and the majority of America sees her as extremely dishonest and not trustworthy. That's the reason she lost, but she will not accept that. We have Larry from Colorado. Larry, how are you today?
Well, I'm all right, but I'm truly crushed because I always thought I was a deplorable.
And now you've gone down to, what is it, scum?
Well, I don't know if that's a promotion or what.
I don't think it's a promotion. I think we've been demoted just a little lower. I didn't know you could get lower than the deplorables, but apparently we did.
But there really needs to be four people arrested, and that's George Soros, Clapper, Obama, and Hillary. Mm. And I think that would stop an awful lot of this. And, you know, I find it really hard. People want to negotiate, and I don't see how you can negotiate with devout communists.
Yeah.
And,
that's the whole thing. They're losing control. They've had control, and now they see that it's possible for them to lose control through this outsider that we elected him. I'm not going to like everything he decides to do.
No.
But I think he's trying to bring some kind of some of these issues and legislation and stuff around. I don't like it when they're talking about raising the debt ceiling when we need to stop that. I'm not going to like everything he does, but I like the fact that he's not one of them.
Yep. And there's two other points I'd like to make.
Okay.
And that is after that debacle in, North Carolina?
Charlottesville? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Virginia.
I called Campbell's Soup. Their 1-800 number is on their cans. And I told them I despised the Ku Klux Klan and so forth. But I was also upset with them backing violent racist groups like Athena, or whatever they call it. And Black Lives Matter. I says they're still doing the knockout games, all this other stuff, and they're doing a lot of violence. And I'm going to boycott them. Hmm. I won't buy another one of their products.
Mm-hmm.
And just the other day, it made me proud that I was no longer a member of the AFL-CIO.
Okay.
And when she got up and pulled out of the Trump group for job. So, you know.
I don't think they wanted to be there in the first place, so they were waiting for an excuse to get out. He said
right.
Nothing wrong. He did not say anything wrong. Both sides were violent, both of them. And there were innocent protesters there that got caught up in that or got hurt in that. Obviously, the young woman that was run down with the car was killed. And, you know, it's I'm not degrading it at all. I mean, as far as it being a serious event that took place. But both sides were violent, and we see the Antifa, we see them still going at it, the anti-fascism.
Yeah.
They're still going at it. And
one thing our news media hates is the truth.
Yes. Yes, that's
true.
And, you know, if the American people know the truth will set us free. Right now, we're captive. We're captive between the mainstream media and Congress that are only telling us what they want us to know. And I'm going to include Fox in some of that because I have a story here that I'm going to share that I've not heard anything about. I downloaded it and printed it off. We've talked about it before, and I need to call the gentleman and get him back on the air and see where we are. But it's a farmer who's facing a multi-million-dollar fine for plowing fields without government permission. Nobody's talking about that. They're all talking about what Trump says or what he doesn't say or how fast he says it or how upset the mainstream media is or that Hillary's still whining about losing. Those things mean nothing to you and me in our life. And they're not covering what needs to be covered.
They keep talking about slavery from 150 years ago, but no one's talking about the slavery today.
That's right. That's right.
And
there's different forms of slavery.
That's right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate the call. And I don't think you're scum or deplorable. How's that?
Oh, now I'm really confused.
I think you're a good guy.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. If you remember, we had this gentleman, Duarte, on the air right after I got back from Nebraska, where I met him, sat and had lunch with him. We were all in one lunch room, and we were all sitting. We happened to sit at the same table and had a great discussion with him, and that was before I even knew who he was and what he was going to talk about the next day. But he's a farmer who's facing a multi-million-dollar fine for plowing. Now, apparently, the judge was supposed to make a ruling on it last week, and I have not heard anything. So I'm really curious as to what has happened, and if any of you have an update on that, please let me know. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go, Beth Ann, I can't even say my own name. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm a fine, deplorable scum now.
Racist scum.
I resemble that remark. I wanted to say something about the fellow from William from Delaware called in about The Art of War by General Sun Tzu,
yes.
2,500 years ago. In there, he said, everybody should Google it and read it, because in there it says, all warfare is based on deception.
Yes.
Man, we have that going on big time right now.
Yes, we do.
Everywhere. And I wanted to say something about hate, hate speech. Hate sounds like truth to those who hate truth.
Hmm.
So when Trump got elected because he spoke the truth, he finally perceived somebody is speaking the truth. Well, to the deplorable liberals, sorry, they're deplorable too.
Despicable.
His truth sound, yeah, despicable is a better one. Yeah, Duck said despicable. Despicable. Yeah, that's what they are.
Yes.
Anyway, I wanted to say something about The Art of War. All warfare is based on
deception.
And you have to listen. He was right on, spot on. I listened to Rachel Maddow. Maddow, whatever her name is,
Maddow.
And the other guy that comes right behind her. And I can't believe how off the tracks they are. I want to reach through the screen and strangle them sometimes. But you got to understand their their mentality before you. And I want to say something about George Soros. My neighbor was a World War II vet. He drove a tank for General Patton. He said General Patton told his troops, "I don't want to hear of anybody having trouble exterminating SS." He said this. He said the SS soldiers are demons loosed upon the earth.
Hmm.
Well, George Soros was an SS soldier. How come he didn't get exterminated?
Hmm.
You talk to any World War II vets that fought in Europe, they did not take SS as prisoners. They eliminated them, exterminated them. Sorry, that's war.
That is.
I'll be quiet.
That's okay.
Two wrongs don't make a right. That was another one.
That's the how Mom used to say that. Two wrongs don't make a right, which would be saying both sides were violent. Two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, Roger. Thank
right.
you. Appreciate
okay.
the call.
See ya.
See you. You know, we talked about earlier on, I mentioned that you can't blame a president. Congress is there constantly. Congress is there constantly. We see now that the Republican Party, with the exception of a few, are not backing the president. Even though they ran to do certain things, they're not backing the president and doing the things that they campaigned to do for their constituents. The Democrats are doing exactly what they said they were going to do, and that is to fight Donald Trump all the way. I do have to observe that when he made his announcement on Afghan, it seemed to me all Congress was on board with war. The only way to drain the swamp is through the American people. Who do you elect on your local level? Your county commissioners, your aldermen, your county sheriff, your county coroner? Who do you elect on the state level? Your school board is back there on your local level. Your school board. Who are those school board members? What is it that they believe in? The curriculum that they choose for your children, if you're going to a public school. Who do you vote for on the state level? Who do you vote for on the federal level to send to D.C. to represent you? Who is your governor? There's a governor that's running in Michigan, I believe it is, who is claims to be a devout Muslim, yet he claims that he will fight and stand for our laws. Well, Sharia law is in exact opposition of rule of law and our Constitution. So Michigan needs to be aware of what's going on there. Who we elect makes a difference. And we've been like the battered wife. We've been going back to the same guys all the time, or girls, in D.C. How long has Nancy Pelosi been around? How long has John McCain been around? How long has Roy Blunt been around? How long have all of these been up there? Claire McCaskill. What have they done? What have they done to follow the Constitution and protect your liberty? Well, Roy Moore is 18 points ahead right now in the Alabama Senate runoff poll. Now, he's going to be taking the place of, I believe that is where Sessions was. And that will be, the runoff will be held September 26th. So that's coming up in just a little over a month. What will happen? What will happen? I mentioned the gentleman, Duarte, as he is facing this. What the EPA did and said is just, you just would not believe it. But because he plowed without permission, he's a tree farmer. That's what they do. They raise trees and sell trees. And they claimed he made small mountains. And then we have pictures of the EPA going in and doing their investigating, and they dug a lot bigger holes, made a lot more disruption in the ground than he did when he plowed his furrows. He didn't get permission from the government to plow his field. And he's facing a multi-million dollar lawsuit fines that will destroy his business, take away many jobs, he has employees, and destroy his family's business and home because he plowed without permission. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. George Washington. On Twitter, James Woods tweeted this, and I thought it made a lot of sense. But now don't think that I'm just pointing at the left side of this issue, of the issues here, because the right takes a lot of blame. But he said, the classic liberal movement, once based on human rights and dignity, has been hijacked. It is now a host for the parasite of socialism. The Democrat Party promotes socialism. The Republican Party promotes globalism. And neither one of them seem to support and lift up the constitutional republic. The republic is we the people. We the people are the only ones who could truly drain the swamp by who we elect from the county level, state level, to the federal level. It is up to us. Open your eyes. Know who your enemy is. And don't think it isn't standing on the right as well as on the left. And then, of course, bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.